In front of the National Civil Rights Museum, just south of downtown, Felicia and George Green look up at the balcony where Martin Luther King Jr. was killed in 1968. His murder prompted race riots across the country. I asked them what the words race riot bring to mind.
I see blacks on one side, whites on the other, and there's just shouting back and forth.
Hostile verbal exchanges between the policemen and the rioters.
Race riot is also a phrase some historians use to describe the violence that occurred just a few streets away from here 150 years ago this Sunday. Historian Stephen V. Ash, professor emeritus of the University of Tennessee, says it began when a group of black Union soldiers got into a fight with Irish police officers.
The rumor among the whites was that this was a full-scale black uprising in South Memphis.
The policemen called for reinforcements.
And so white mobs began forming, marched into South Memphis, and began indiscriminately shooting down black men, women, and children.
And this went on for 36 hours.
The toll was approximately 46 black people dead, many others savagely beaten, several women raped, all the black schools and churches in the city, all of them burned to the ground, along with almost 100 black homes. Yeah, it was a scene of devastation in South Memphis.
Ash's book on the subject is titled The Massacre in Memphis, The Race Riot That Shook the Nation 1 Year After the Civil War. Outside the Civil Rights Museum, visitors Adrian Weaver and Darnell Henley consider that other word.
Massacre is just, that's like the worst of the worst.
It denotes murder, slaughter, death. The thought of it is terrifying.
Perhaps more terrifying to historians was that this event was nearly forgotten. There was no marker, no memorial at all.
My name is Phyllis Aluko, and I am an attorney.
Aluko read Ash's book and started the process of creating a historical marker. She got the local chapter of the NAACP to sponsor and pay for it. Then she submitted the application to the Tennessee Historical Commission.
I was so naive.
She didn't expect a months-long debate over what to call the violence. Beverly Bond is a history professor at the University of Memphis.
From a historian's point of view, it has been called the Memphis Riot.
And that's what the Tennessee Historical Commission wanted at the top of the sign. Bond did not.
Most people tend to think in a 20th century frame of reference that this must be African Americans who are rioting and destroying their communities.
The commission proposed other changes, such as emphasizing that the rioters were Irish immigrants and that fewer people were killed. Stephen Ash was asked to correct the commission, but even he couldn't convince them that massacre was a more fitting word. To Bond, this was telling.
Naming is very important. If your name is John, and I insist on calling you Johnny, it's really a power relationship.
In an email to the NAACP, one commissioner suggested that the words race riot would, quote, stand the test of time. But Rhodes College history professor Timothy Huebner says that time doesn't always stand with words.
We use the term African American now. That was not a term that was used in the early part of the 20th century.
He adds that historical narratives routinely change as diverse voices are included in the record.
History, arguably, is something that needs to be owned by the people who are teaching it and learning it and understanding it.
That's something Beverly Robertson knows firsthand. When she was director of the National Civil Rights Museum, she realized that a younger generation wanted their history told with a more authentic voice.
If we don't tell it right, then generations to come will not understand what literally did happen.
Robertson is now one of three African Americans on the 24-member Tennessee Historical Commission. The words race riot didn't sit well with her either, but she was outvoted. And when the commission finally insisted that those words appear at the top of the marker, Robertson told the NAACP to pull the plug.
It's an important marker. We need to acknowledge and recognize that. And there's more than one way to skin a cat.
A marker would still go up, but the state of Tennessee has nothing to do with it. Brian Stevenson, executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery, Alabama, says there's a growing choir of voices throughout the South demanding that the right words are used to describe American atrocities.
We have tolerated narratives that are not factually accurate.
Stevenson believes that the South needs to remember the injustices of history in the way Germany now remembers the Holocaust. markers and memorials should contradict the romantic narrative of a heroic Confederacy.
Until we change the landscape with these markers and with these images and with a new iconography, we're going to be living in a space that is compromised by the absence of truth.
On May 1st, in what is now called Army Park, the unnamed victims of a mob attack 150 years ago will finally be remembered. The NAACP's marker states, in no uncertain terms, that these African Americans perished not in a riot, but in a massacre. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.